Are you ready to go or are you ready not to go?
I'm good, good, good.
Welcome to The Pinch. Yes, this is the next one of The Pinch series. We'll be doing this after every single show. This is a podcast for your morning motion. So while you're nipping one off in the morning, you've got this show. You've got this show to tide you over for that 5 minutes when you think, ah, oh, wish I brought my phone. So there you go. The Pinch is entertainment for the morning motion. 5 minutes discussion of topic on the one that has been chosen by the chat room after the big show this evening. And the topic is American English versus English English. 5 minutes. Discuss.
Ours is better.
Well, there was a suggestion in the chat room, Righty, that how can you do that? Because Righty can't speak English. He's from Norwich.
Oi, we speak Potter English, boy.
All right, do we be? Now, actually, Bronwyn says that she's I'm American, and we butcher everything. And I mean, do you guys ever look at the corruption of the language and understand the corruption even? Because I mean, most Americans.
I like to think of it as evolution. Language is like a living thing, and it's growing and changing all the time. And that makes me feel a little better about the fact that that people in the United States typically don't know how to string efforts together into a proper sentence.
Yeah, and I definitely do look at it because I love to see where it came from or just to try to find a root. And a lot of times if you learn where it came from, you can get the correct pronunciation and figure out what it means or where it comes from. But I'm also one of the people that gets super, super irritated because growing up I had an accent and would tease you like, oh, you need to learn how to speak English, blah, blah, blah. And then just to hear the stupid stuff that people say now, where they take no love in learning how to say a inserted word properly. Like the whole freaking country says karaoke, and it's no way possible to get
how
that.
How can we have a conversation about English American and American American or American English and
well, that's
English
English? Well, backing up Broadway.
Using the word karaoke. Karaoke is a fucking Japanese word.
I get it, but we're backing up Broadway saying that we butcher everything. So well, there's that.
Well, hang on, what I want to know is, because like, it seems like the minute you ditched the British nation and you threw all the tea in the harbour and all that kind of stuff, you lost the fucking letter U as well.
No, we did that out of spite.
Well, where did you go?
Seriously.
We did that
out of spite.
We stuck it in the front of our moniker. That's why we did all the extra ones, because everything was made by lead, right? You had to physically stamp it. So they needed them all for United States of America, USA, so they took them out of the other words. So when they set up the plate to do the letter press, we had extra use. Babe blend fucking Franklin.
That's why Apple hired Johnny Ive. So when they were going to aluminum with the whole bloody Apple Watch, he turned around and told you to say it properly.
But the aluminium. Forget about aluminium, because that was there's actually a history of where aluminium wasn't aluminium anymore, or aluminum became aluminium, and the Americans weren't at the conference and all that kind of crap. But what about the U in colour?
Yeah,
fucking U in colour? What did you do with it?
We stuck it in the front.
I'm not joking
United
when
States.
I say we did that out of spite.
Really?
Go
on.
Yeah. Seriously, that this was done out of spite. One of the first dictionaries that was being published in the United States was put together. The people that were doing it.
And you ran out of use.
Yeah, well, they were like totally torqued at the UK. So they wanted to do something that would really annoy the royalty. So they thought, all right, we're taking the U's out of words.
Okay, and, wait, I got to ask this question because my history is about to get screwed up.
Batwench is in the chat room.
The UK.
Sorry, just want to qualify. Batwench is in the chat room and she's from Wales, so losing your U is an entirely different thing for the Welsh.
That's a bad joke. Anyway, I don't think that UK was UK at the time. It was still all four separate, right? Before we ran over here.
It was the Empire. They wanted to stick it to the Empire.
Yeah, because Jeff's analogy wouldn't make sense if there was no U in UK yet.
Yeah, but yeah. I get up in the morning, I take my vitamins, and I eat my yogurt. What's all that about?
We take vitamins, but
yogurt. There we go.
Yogurt.
Yeah, good point.
No, but okay, well, okay, I got a funny one. So why is a turtleneck a polo neck instead of a turtleneck? Because ours looks like a freaking turtle, but why would you call it a polo neck? To us, a polo shirt is a collared shirt similar to what Alan's wearing right now.
I would have said that as well, though.
Right.
Okay, say that.
But in the 60s, I would say it now, but in the 60s, the 60s was the polo because the polo mint.
Yes.
See, have you seen the mint with the hole in the middle?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got that. It's called Lifesaver.
The mint with the hole in the middle, mate, was a classic. And the polo shirt came from the polo mint. It wasn't because you played polo in it. It was a 60s thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, so, now, are you aware that
that's it, guys. That's it. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay,
so the English accent, if you want to hear what it used to sound like.
Do you know
back
what?
When people were coming to this continent.
I feel such a bastard. Because that actually is a really fantastic explanation, but this podcast finished 2.5 minutes ago.
No.
Oh.
It's exactly 5. We got to cut it off.
We get 5. And we get 5 and no more. It's gone.
Yeah, and we got to blame Badwitch and Bronwyn for stealing.
That's all right, because you guys got something special